Welcome to Coach's Corner, brought to you by First National Bank. I'm Sean Jankowski. Joining me is the head coach of the Muskies, Jake Mueller. Coach, you guys defeated Bettendorf at Bettendorf for the first time since 2003 by a score of 35-21. You guys scored right before half to go up 14-6, and then you received the kickoff, drove down the field, and scored again to make it 21-6. How important were those two scores?
Well, I think very important. You know, we want to get the score going into half to get us a little bit of a cushion at halftime, and we really knew coming out of halftime it was going to be very important to set the tone, to let them know that, you know, we were going to play good football for four quarters and not, we weren't content with just winning the first half. We wanted to come out strong the second half, and felt like if we could put a score up early in the second half, you know, we felt like that would be a real key factor into us carrying things through the entire game.
As well, you guys had some double-digit scoring drives. You guys had 10-plus plays. How important were those as well?
Yeah, those are nice. You know, we've been fortunate enough to get on the scoreboard with big plays a lot of times, but sometimes it's nice to also to have those long, sustained drives that give the defense a little more time to get some rest. So, you know, those were key factors into not only us getting points, but keeping some of our kids fresh on defense as well.
Now, after looking at that film, what did you and your coaching staff notice that really stood out to you guys?
Well, we needed big plays. We had kids step up and make plays. And, you know, that's one thing that you never really know how kids are going to handle certain situations, especially in big games. Are they going to rise to the occasion, or are they just going to kind of let things fly by them? And we were fortunate that we had kids who made the big plays when we needed them. So that was, you know, one thing that really stood out to me. That we did have playmakers just step up. So that was encouraging to see that we have that on our team.
Like, can you talk about some of those playmakers that did rise to the occasion?
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, obviously, you know, guys like Tyler Lloyd, you expect. Guys like Jake Schultz, you expect are going to make big plays. Drake Kulik, you expect those things out of those guys. But then you're looking at somebody like a Jake Yates, who stepped up and made a huge second-half interception, who – you know, he's been in and out of the lineup a little bit, and he didn't get, you know, he could have very easily kind of written off his season, but he stepped in there and made a huge play. So that was certainly key. Luke Ronbuehler is a guy who kind of gets overlooked, but he must have had four or five third and long receptions where, you know, we needed a first down, and Luke finds a way to get open and catches the tough passes. And so, you know, key guys like that just really stepped up and made huge plays for us.
Now turning our focus to the game tonight against Pleasant Valley. They're 5-0, so are the Muskies. They defeated North Scott last week 28-3. What stands out to you from Pleasant Valley?
A lot of things. You know, for me, you know, I, as offensive coordinator, I spend a lot of time obviously watching their defense, and they're very solid. They have very good linebackers, good secondary, good defensive line, just sound in what they do. They come up and they make tackles. They don't give up big plays. And so that's, you know, that's impressive, seeing that they've played Bettendorf, they've played North Scott and Assumption, and in those three games they've only given up 3 points. So we know we're going to have our hands full there. Then you flip this other side with their offense. It's just a very, very difficult offensive scheme to prepare for. And then you throw in the type of athletes that they have running that offense with how well they do it. It's going to be a big challenge for defense. We know that going into the game that they're going to have some big plays. Hopefully we can limit those big plays and try to just play assignment football. And when there's a play there to be made, we have to make the tackle. And so that's what stands out. You know, just very, very solid football team all the way around. They're good at special teams, offense, defense. And so, you know, that's why they're a good team. They do everything well.
Is there any big injuries or any just nicks and bruises at this point going into game six? Or
yeah, we're pretty fortunate right now. We're seem to be as healthy as we have been all year. So hopefully that can stay. You know, that's kind of out of our control. But right now, you know, we've gotten, I think, everybody back that has had some type of injury. So we should be ready to go tonight.
And finally, what are a couple keys to a Muskies 6-0 start?
I think tackling on defense, and which will hopefully limit their big play opportunities. We know that they're going to get some yards. They're an outstanding offense, but we need to make sure that they have to earn it and go a long ways. I think another key is going to be our kickoff team. Hopefully we get to use them a lot tonight. And if we do, we've got to get better in that area. And, you know, offensively, we just got to take what they give us. They're a defense that's set up to eliminate big plays, and so we have to be patient and just take what they give us.
All right, Coach, good luck tonight against the Spartans.
Thanks a lot. Appreciate it.
And that will do it for Coach's Corner, brought to you by First National Bank. I'm Sean Jankowski. Coming up next, it's the homecoming game as the Muskies and Spartans are live from Muscatine Community Stadium. Brian Musell and John Bryant will have the call right after this on MAC 93.1 FM.